Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lo Nishmas Haim Biyakav Shalom Levas Yitzchok. We're holding in Tainis Daf Hey. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, towards the end of the page, brings the drasha on the pasuk, "Bikir b'chakadosh v'loy ovo ba'ir," and the Gemara explains, "Achi Omar Abiyuchanan Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu loy ovo b'Yushalayim Shalmalo at she'ovo l'Yushalayim Shalmato." I'm not going to come to Yerushalayim Shalmalo. I'm not going to go back or go into Yerushalayim Shalmalo as long as Yerushalayim Shalmata is not built, as long as the physical Yerushalayim Shalmata is not built. And the Mekubalim are very busy over here that to explain the Pchino of Yerushalayim Shalmalo, the Samigdash that belongs up there in Shemayim, and then there's a Pchino of Yerushalayim Shalmata of Beis Samigdash down here in the Techtonim. And speaking about things which are a little beyond the scope of the Shir, regarding these two koiches of Kedusha that we have in the world. But the Ramchal, in his Sefer Mishkan Elyon, in the Akdamo, says that what we see over here in the Gemara is Yerushalayim Shalmalo is never destroyed. Yerushalayim Shalmato gets destroyed. There's a Churban Mishamikdosh, there's a Churban Yerushalayim. Kshbohu says, I'm not going to fully be in the Yerushalayim Shalmalo, which is built, until Yerushalayim Shalmat is built as well. But Yerushalayim Shalmalo is always built. It says that Ramchal, the whole Gedusha and Koiches that come to the world, they all come because of the Yerushalayim Shalmala. And if Yerushalayim Shalmala will not be there, there will be no world. The world needs that Gedusha to come. Just generally, we have a Gilui of that in Techtoinim. We have that same Gedusha you have above. You can physically see it when Beis Hamikdash Shalmata is built through Beis Hamikdash Shalmata. But when Beis Hamikdash Shalmata is Nechrov, so that Gedusha is hidden, but it's still there. And that's what the Gemara is basically telling us. Beis Hamikdash Shalmalo, Yerushalayim Shalmalo, is there. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to fully be there until Yerushalayim Shalmato will be rebuilt. And the Imre Emes says, based on this Gemara, in several places in his Sefarim, that you see from here that Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm not going to go into Yerushalayim Shalmalo if Yerushalayim Shalmato that belongs to human beings is not built. Meaning, the Gedusha of the Elyonim depends on the Techtonim. As much as the people down here in the world are creating Dusha, that's how much you have Dusha up there in Shemayim. But if we're missing and we don't have the Beis Hamikdash Shalmata that depends on us, so also up there the Dusha is not full. And he brings the name of his father, the Sfas Emes. That's the Pshat in Chanukah. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbos, L'shono Acheres, the next year after Chanukah, the next Chanukah, Kavu'um ve'asa'um yomim toivim be'al avoidoh. The Kriveh, and they made it into a Yomtiv. So it says the Sfas Emes, what is Kavum Vasum? What is this double Lashon? Kavum Lamata. Down here in the world, they established the Chag. Vasum Lamalo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him. The Gedusha that you infuse, that you start, that you initiate down here, that brings Dusha also above. Everything is totally based on us. And then he goes on to connect that to another part of Chanukah. That it says, the Neir Salalu Koydishem, the Gemara says, how do we have Gedusha Neiris? But human beings create the Gedusha. That's what the Koyach that Adam has to create Gedusha in the world. And that's what the Gemara tells us over here, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, as long as you don't have Beis Hamikdash Shalmato, built by the fact that human beings have this Gedusha, so you don't have a full Gedusha up there in Shemaim, because the Gedusha depends on our Maisim. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.